Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Modernization of farm guest worker programs is among the avenues under consideration by ag stakeholders as a means to resolve a shortage of workers on the farm and the ranch. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Several segments of the ag sector face labor shortages. As National Pork Producers Council President Jen Sorensen explained at a recent Senate Judiciary Committee hearing,
if the labor shortage is not addressed, it could lead to farms and packing plants shutting down,
especially in the realm of labor-intensive crops. One way to perhaps resolve this issue, modernization of programs involving our nation's migrant and farm guest workers. Retired Illinois dairy grower Lene Kustra says H2A should transform from a seasonal to year-round labor program and include certain segments of the ag sector currently excluded, such as dairy.
Dairy farmers are in a difficult spot because they cannot supplement their workforce with H2A employees. H2A visas do not work for dairy farms because they need qualified year-round employees.
She adds that decades-long efforts to hire domestic help for her family dairy proved
the domestic workers just aren't there, even with good pay and good benefits.
Former Assistant Secretary of Labor Leon Sequeira explains some of the other reasons behind guest worker modernization efforts.
Throughout its history, the program has been plagued by complicated regulations, bureaucratic inefficiencies, high cost, processing delays.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack adds additional shortcomings of H2A for both farmers and workers.
Availability of H2A workers is always in question. Wage increases or decreases are fluctuating from year to year in an uncertain path. There's a cumbersome process involved. There are uneven worker protections,
as well as separation of workers from families. So then what is needed to modernize H2A and the farm guest worker system? The thoughts of Leon Sequeira are that
an updated H2A program must be simpler, more efficient, less costly, and accessible to all agricultural employers.
Meanwhile, the agriculture secretary says any modernization must create for producers
this stable, secure system so you can plan ahead, so you can determine whether or not you are able to expand, able to buy that additional farm, able to expand by buying and expanding your herd. Farmers can't do that today. They can't make those decisions because they don't have the security and the stability of a system that works.
While for laborers, Secretary Vilsack believes guest worker modernization
improves housing opportunities for workers without burdening the producers with additional costs, provides worker protections, and indeed provides a pathway to legitimacy.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.